Hi, and welcome to another episode of Let's Chat with Shell Griggs. And I'm Shell. I'm your host, Shell. So we have a topic today, and it's not like the true crime I've been doing lately, because I have been doing a lot of true crime stories. This is more covering the topic of talking about people talking about things they don't know, or giving their expert opinion on things that they don't understand. So recently, Summer Walker made a quote, or she said something, and I want to get her word for word, but she experienced a lot of backlash on social media because of what she said. And it just seems like that woman cannot really do anything without people attacking her. So most of the things that people are saying is just pretty much coming from a place of assumption. They're assuming because she doesn't have children, she doesn't know what it's cost to feed children, which is insanity, because I've lived with family members that have kids and I had to feed them. And out of my paycheck, not out of food stamps, not out of, you know, food assistance, but out of my my own paycheck. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. But she said something, and I want to quote her because I don't want to say what she said and then it be wrong, or I paraphrase it wrong. I want to get her exactly right. But essentially, she said that it's cheaper to feed your kids fresh fruits and vegetables, like by feeding your baby like an apple or a pear for every meal, instead of feeding them just junk food. Well, you know, Twitter came for her, and they pretty much were just saying that that she doesn't know what it takes to feed kids, because okay, here's her quote. And she said, "Y'all weird for even giving babies that processed government bleep. Throw some real fruits or veggies in a blender and give it to them. LOL, revisiting because people kept saying it's too expensive." And someone said, "Do you even have children to make this comment? Some people can't afford fresh fruit every week." And that's just one reason of a few as to why people give their babies formula. She said, "A pear is 43 cents. Similac is $32 to $36. I don't understand. A bowl of fruit for a child would still cost less than formula for a week. No offense, but formula is $36 and it lasts up to 2 weeks. On the other hand, making sure your baby eats fresh fruit food 3 times a day is pricey. To feed the child, $1.67 a day. Meal one pear, 43 cents. Meal two, apple, 74 cents. Meal three, peas, 50 cents. $11.69 weekly. And they drink water, so it's cheaper, $23.38 for 2 weeks." The person said, "Okay, yes, I'll debate with you in my DMs. It's fun material. It's fun mental stimulation, LOL." That's what she said. So the problem that I have with it is just that the assumption is that she knows that a baby can eat one pear or one apple or peas. First of all, I have never, in all my days of auntie, and I'm going to tell you, I've been for years, all my years of doing this, of feeding kids, of feeding babies, peas have never eaten them. Even the greedy kids, they don't like peas because peas are not, the peas that they have are tasteless, and they don't have a flavor, and they're just a green mush, and babies don't typically go for them. So that's out the window anyways. And then another thing that she's assuming is just that people have the ability to store pears and apples and peas like this. Now, peas are canned, so it's easier, but pears and apples go bad quick. So that's one. The one assumption is that they'll have transportation to get back and forth to the store to buy this, because when it was me and the kids, we had to just, like, we had to catch the bus. We didn't have, or we had to catch a cab, or we had to walk to the store. And you can't be carrying a whole bag of, you know, fruits and vegetables every time you're catching the bus. Like, it's just not practical. So a lot of people don't do fresh food and fresh veggies because it just doesn't fit into their lifestyle. And not to mention, if you work, if you have a commute to work, like in public transportation, you're not going to be able to carry a bag of apples so you can blend with you on your way. I'm a vegetarian, and I'm telling you, my meals are expensive. When I used to forget my lunch at work, when I started this, I was not a junk food vegetarian, meaning I would actually leave to go get my stuff, and I would have to pay like $20 or $30 for my lunch when everybody else could just go buy a $7 sub from Subway. I had to actually think about what it was that I wanted to put in my face. And so it's not easy. It does require meal prepping. It requires organization. And for you just assume that everybody has it like that is very wrong. It's loud and wrong. It's wrong because it's coming from a place assuming that people have good transportation. Two, it's coming from a place that just, it's just wrong. Like, it's just a wrong mentality. It's just, to me, it's like, and I don't know if she's a vegan or a vegetarian or what, and it's really not for me to say. I don't follow her or follow her music or anything like that. But I just think deep down that you really shouldn't make generally sweeping ideas, general sweeping ideas about something unless you know that, or that's something that you are familiar with. And you see it all the time. This guy argued with me on Facebook, a random guy, because he commented that shrimp and lobster and crab and basically all the things that women enjoy, like seafood boils, are roaches of the sea. And he started to disgust people. And I was just like, that is not biologically sound what you're saying. That, and I actually brought up some scientific proof, and I just screenshotted an article for him. And biology was my major, so you know I was on it. Like, okay, let's talk about phylum. Let's go into this. But he didn't have any proof. All his proof was from YouTube videos that he watched. And I'm like, books are more sound than YouTube videos, because any person with a camera and a microphone can be on YouTube and put out information. And much like Miss Walker, where they don't really research what they're talking about, or don't really, it's not a lot of forethought put into what they're saying, or they're just reading a few books and they're not really and these books are written by people. A lot of the books, like the new agey stuff that people read, it is like junk food material. We're not talking about scholarly journals. People read magazines, they'll read People or whatever, Twitter, or they'll just repeat other people's teachings and practices without sound documented proof. And then they just go and spout out some nonsense or just say something, and it's really not founded. And they want to argue that. I mean, they're literally there. They don't have anything to do. They don't have anything else to do but sit on social media and argue with you. And I'm saying, don't waste your time, because this common trend is that people are talking about stuff as if it's fact, as if it's the gospel truth. And a lot of them don't even have the forethought or the foreknowledge to really appreciate the truth of whatever it is that they're talking about. You know, this girl posted recently about parents, and she said, as a parent, when I have my kids, I'm not going to. And let me just be clear, because I don't want to paraphrase people, because you can imply what you think the person is saying or infer what you think the person is saying. She said, and I quote, hold on, let me pull it up, because it's just, to me, it's like, it's a wonderful sentiment. She said, my children will never, and that's an extreme, owe me anything, LOL, you're supposed to provide as a parent. And I'm just thinking, like, that sounds excellent coming from a person who's not a parent or who doesn't work very closely with kids. But for somebody who has kids or works very closely with kids or raises children, that's not realistic, because you kind of, it's like, you, every parent or adult thinks, I'm going to be mature. When I have my kids, they won't owe me anything. But then it comes to a point where you start to expect certain things out of your children, because they are your legacy. And whether you say they will not owe me anything or not, you're still going to feel like, man, this kid owes me something, because I gave birth to them and I raised them and I love them and I gave them all my support. Or you might be like her, assuming my kids never owed me anything. They've never done anything for me. I was in labor with them for 48 hours. And then, you know, I just expect them to be better than to spend their life on drugs, or, you know, as a high school dropout or middle school dropout. If that's the case, if your kids don't owe you anything, you would never expect them to be anything, because it's just like, hey, no expectations here. My children don't owe me anything. It's my job as their parent to provide for them. That's just one of your jobs as a parent, is to provide for your children. That's just one of your jobs. And assuming that you're making more than just a living wage, because most people do not make a living wage, which means they have to rely on some of the government for some of this. So you're not even really fully financially providing for your kids. And what if people are not in the position where they can not have their child help them with bills? What if they need their child to help them with bills, and that's what their situation is? Is it ideal? No, it's not. Most people would want to say that for their children would be able to be spoiled and they would be able to buy everything and pay for everything. And people say things like this all the time before they have kids before they have the responsibility of children. Then when children come along and they're super expensive or everything they need, you know, you have to get it through the struggle. Telling your child they don't owe you anything becomes really stupid. And even people who have it financially, they put some kind of emotional pressure on their kids. I've seen it. My friends, you know, because there were people in the comments trying to argue with me, like, Black people feel like you owe them. Black parents think you owe them your entire life. I think what they're misinterpreting, what our parents want out of us. Yes, I do think that some parents do feel like kids have to contribute to bills regardless if they have it or not, which is a whole nother topic, and we can get into that. But I think a whole nother part of it is that our parents have a vision for our lives. Even the girl who posted that, her vision for her life is that her children will never owe her anything. That's what her mindset and her goals are. But that's not always realistic, and that's not always the case. And unless you're going to be filthy, stinking rich, or you're going to be a person like Mrs. Walker who just speaks without having the experience of knowing, you are not going to be able to keep up with everything that you say you're going to do. There are girls who I went to school with who in high school, they wore all this name brand stuff. My kids will never be an off brand. They'll always have Jordans. Let them tell it. The kids would never, ever struggle. Then they became single parents and they had to get it realistically any way they could. And you see them putting their kids in Parents' Choice. Pampers, which is something they said they would never do, and they're wearing the Walmart shoes, which I definitely approve of, because if my kids want some PJ Masks specials, I'm gonna get those for them. I don't care if they want, you know, the Walmart brand shoe, or they want PJ Masks boots, or, you know, that I don't care if that's what they want. I'm gonna get that for them, because one, it's cheaper, but for two, I think we make our children materialistic. We make our children reliant on material things to express their worth. We make them think that if we buy expensive things for them, that we're being a provider. And in reality, a lot of people are just being capitalists. So to say something with your whole chest, like, my kids will never owe me anything, that it's double-sided. It's like, you can say that, but you to practice that is something totally different. To say that, no, I don't, as my goal, my child will not ever owe me anything. You would have to be filthy rich. At this point, a lot of people don't make a living wage. So you may rely on your kids to help you with bills, or your kids might have to have a job in college. You know, and that's the case. That's the case with a lot of people, is they go out with these idealistic means, and then they end up, you know, a single parent, and they're still trying to maintain the status quo, driving everybody insane. And like I said, even if it's an emotional deficit that you have, that you're making your children pay because you're emotionally unfit and you're emotionally not there. I've had friends whose parents would not pay for college or help them financially because they chose a major that wasn't what they felt was worth putting money into. So because they didn't invest into their child would either have to drop out after not being able to make enough money to cover tuition or get financial aid or get scholarships. It just became a whole mess. So I just think that to say that it makes these general sweeping statements that people do, which they do, they always say stuff like, oh, well, my kids are not going to want for anything. Let me tell you, baby, kids' needs are more than just financial. A lot of times kids need emotional support. A lot of times kids need, you know, mental support, because they don't know what's going, even how to process what their mind and their body is going through. They need more than just financial support. Saying that you're going to be a provider for your kid is awesome. Do you realize your kid has a need that you can't meet? And I'm going to be honest with you. After working with special needs children, I think my idea and my concept of a need has wholly changed. And to be honest, you know, some things kids need you for, it's not going to be money. It's not going to be material things. It's going to be stuff that, you know, that you wouldn't even fathom. Sometimes they just need a listening ear. And thinking you know it all, or, oh, I know my kid's not going to want anything, already sets you up for a person who doesn't listen. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. But I just, you know, I say this because I'm also a vegetarian, and I believe in whole food diets. I believe in diets that are healthy for your body. I believe food can be medicine, but my belief system doesn't have to be popular. And a lot of people are not going to like what I say. They're not going to agree with what I say, but it's often the case with the truth. The truth is not always popular. And we have to get over this idea that if it's popular, we're right. And if it's not popular, we're wrong. Because there can be a lot of people who speak the inconvenient truths and get ignored and overlooked because they're speaking something that everybody doesn't agree with. You can't come on to social media as an expert and just say, hey, I've never done a weave in my life, but I'm going to tell you guys how to do a weave. It's really easy. I've never, men always get me with trying to make up rules about how a woman should behave when she's on her, let's just stop. You don't have periods, so you can't make up rules about having periods because you don't know. You shouldn't, that we shouldn't give any credence to that. So, there's so much going on, especially in the Twitterverse. People just shoot off tweets. They just say anything on this app, this bird app. They literally get on this free app and say anything. And they will have 1,000 people liking it or commenting and sharing and posting because it's popular. Not because they've actually thought this stuff out, but because it's popular and other people say that and other people think like that. And you have this person sharing it or that person sharing it, or purposely misinterpreting things people are saying, purposely misunderstanding things people are saying just because they want clout. And all of this to say that if you don't know something very well, you shouldn't speak on it as an expert. It's totally fine to say, oh, this is my opinion, but I also don't have the experience that's needed to really speak as an expert. These people get on here all the time and rattle off stuff that's not true. Like the guy with the Roaches of the Sea comment. Didn't even know what he was talking about. And after going back and forth with him, I found out most of his information he got was from a YouTube video. And I was like, you have to grow the heck up and read a book. And then he gave me this book from the 1960s and he told me I should read it. And I'm like, no, you read it. I'm not reading a book published about science from the 1960s when they also believed that eating bacon, thick sliced bacon and butter with pancakes was totally acceptable as a diet. This science has grown since then. We have grown and evolved since then. I'm not reading a book from the 60s to validate your argument. Like, I know what I'm talking about. And when you know what you're talking about, I guess you just stand in that. And so with that being said, that's where I always want to come from, a place of understanding and knowing. If I don't know something, I'm good at saying, you know what, I don't know enough about this. And that's totally fine. I feel like people feel that they have to add something catchy or new or trendy to the conversation. No, if you don't know enough to have an opinion, say that. Don't have us in here thinking that you're an expert. Come to find out, you get your information from the back of somebody's, you know, just stop it. Like, if you don't know what you're talking about, just stop giving your expert opinion, because you don't have an expert opinion. That's the thing. Everybody wants to have an opinion about being black and none of them are black. Everybody wants to have an opinion on what it's like to be a woman. Nobody, all these men want to tell women how to be, how to exist in their spaces, how to handle their sexuality, what they want for their daughters, when no one asked. And that's a good thing to do, is to stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Mind the business that pays you. Because at the end of the day, you just come off as a kook when you're speaking on stuff that you don't know and you're speaking as if you know it. That it just burns me up. I used to have a friend and she would be like, I don't know. It's just, to me, it felt like it killed her to admit that she didn't know something. Like, she wanted so badly to be the smartest, the most clever, the person that knew everything before it happened. And it's just like, to me, she was not a refreshing person to be around, because you always had to prove yourself with 3 supporting facts when it came to you. But with her, it's just like she wanted you to believe anything she said as fact, but she took everything that you said with a grain of salt, even if it was coming from a place of experience. And I remember I introduced her to one of my friends, and she just gave me this whole, after only knowing this friend for probably like 3 weeks, she gave me this whole like spiel on how this friend was, how, you know, what his mannerisms were. And I'm just like, I've known this person as a very close friend for years, and you're thinking that you can tell me about this person, but you have not known them very long, and you're just giving a snap assessment of this person, and it was totally off. And this happened often because she would just try to read people. And instead of saying, you know what, I don't know. Let me spend some more time getting to know. You know, I don't know is really an answer. Because it at least lets the person know who's listening to you that, hey, this person doesn't really have maybe the experience necessary to speak on this. So maybe I should take what they say with a grain of salt instead of, you know, passing this misinformation along because somebody on Twitter said it. It's just like people are so afraid to say, I don't know. Like, I tell people all the time because they ask me questions like, okay, so what about this about God? They'll say like, okay, what about the dinosaurs? And then I'll give them my opinion based off of reading the Bible and studying its context and history, Bible history, and all of that kind of stuff. And then I'll tell them what the Word of God says. And then I'll tell them, I don't know. There's no definite, you know, so they'll ask me questions and I'm like, look, there's no definite answer. This is what I think based off of this and that. My opinion is formed because of this, but I don't know. I never present it as fact because honestly, people, they're either going to believe it or not. They're either going to go with it or not. And what I found is that people are not very logical. I spoke with a lady today at work. So she was going with a solution that was twice as much as what she currently had. And as I began to talk to her, I realized she didn't want to hear the truth because she was so far deep into the mistake she was making. And she had spent so much time investing in that mistake that she was making that she was willing to go with it regardless of what it cost her. And it was going to cost her twice as much or half as much. So it's just crazy. So it's just, to me, logical people would get it. Logical people will understand this. Like, that makes sense. If you don't really understand something, you shouldn't speak on it as if it was an expert. But there are just people who are just insane. They are insane. They literally get on social media and say anything. Or they work hard to misinterpret what you're saying. And it's just crazy to me. It's crazy because it's just like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, you have zero experience to even be coming at somebody like that. And the thing about it is they will argue a dead point until the cows come home. Like, they don't have anything to do. And especially with this essential worker stuff, like, a lot of people are not employed, and so they're just doing anything. They're just honestly doing anything. So it's just craziness. It's just craziness. Craziness, craziness, craziness. And I'm just, I'm over it. So next podcast, we'll be definitely getting back into true crime. I just felt it was necessary for me to say this. Stop speaking on things that you maybe don't know, or you don't feel free to say, I don't know enough about this to form an opinion, because a lot of people are just making a fool out of themselves, and they're not, it's not what, how they feel is not backed by any truth. It's just a bunch of lies or hypocrisy. So anyways, until next time, let's chat. I'm your host, Shell.